Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Overt here, and we are on our way to the Young Entrepreneurs Academy's second episode here with Pensacola Business Radio. And I'm going to turn it over to their host, Mr. Thomas Booker. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to be back in this seat.
I know, man. It took you a little while to get here. I had to get through some exams and stuff.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, take it away, dude. Who'd you bring with us in the studio?
Today, I brought Desmond Marlowe, who has Red Hawk Computer Company, and he repairs computers. And I also have Hilton, who is a current YEA student. And what he is doing is he is taking videos and personalizing them to one person. So let's get started, and let me bring on Desmond. Desmond, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, I own Red Hawk Computer Company. Basically, I fix computers. I remote in and I can repair from my house or any location. Typically, I work on application services, and that's pretty much whenever somebody has an issue with an application or they need technical support, that's what I do.
Great. So how did you actually get started with this? Because I know you kind of followed the same process as I did through the YA program.
Right. Well, I had a business partner in the beginning named Jacob Lipsky, and he moved during the program while we were still in the program. So I registered as a sole proprietorship and pretty much took it on by myself. I had some help. YA helped a lot, and teachers and everything, everybody, they really helped a lot and got me out there. So pretty much I'm just going the normal business way, I guess.
Yeah. So what were some of the trials and tribulations that you had to experience through the programs? Because I know that we all experience different things when going through this program.
Time is a big one. If you don't have the time to do it, or you got a lot of other things going on, it can really be a hindrance. But I'm still learning how to balance things in with my schedule.
Right. And we know that time management is a big part, and it plays a very important role because, like you said, if you can't do the time now, how are you going to be able to expand?
Right.
And so tell me that how did you lead up to working with Escambia County Schools? Because I know you went from just managing from more private customers to getting up to with the school district of Escambia County. So tell me how you did that.
Well, I started off in the, when I started going to PHS, I was in the Law Academy, and I wasn't supposed to, but it just ended up that I took all of my classes in the Law Academy in the first 2 years. They were supposed to go out through all 4 years, but since I had finished them in 2 years, I told my teacher that, hey, I need a job. I need to get some money in my pocket, and I need to do this, and I need to do that. And she's like, no, you're too young. You can't do it right now, but I can get you as soon as you're a junior or a senior. And the last couple of months of my, I think it was my sophomore year, she came to me and she was like, hey, I'm going to take a chance. I'm not supposed to, but I'm going to put you in this program, and you're going to go talk to the tech administrator. And I went and talked to her, and it was kind of like an interview type thing, but she liked me and she gave me a chance, and I started working in there. And now they got me to where I get paid and doing pretty good so far.
Right. And how did that have an impact on you?
Oh, it's the best thing in the world. It made me take a greater appreciation for technology.
Yeah.
So
money's not bad either, is
no,
it?
No, it's not.
Desmond, how old are you?
I'm 17 now.
17. So you're still doing school and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And now you've got a full on company ready to go.
Right.
That's awesome. No. Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in, but I'm curious about this stuff.
Yeah. And so how do you manage something like that? Because it's different when you're managing a business and you have school, but they're separate, but yet you have them together, which is kind of unique.
The beauty of it is I kind of got into the remote management side. So even if, like, say I'm at home or I'm on the go, I can pull out my phone and I can help anybody pretty much anywhere. They just have the right program to do it, and I can walk them through the steps to get the program. And I do some business alongside a pawn shop on New Warrington, Pawn Plus. So I help fix their computers as well. And it's kind of set up to where if they don't have anything for me, or if something comes up, then I don't have to go that day. So it kind of works out because I can pick my own schedule.
Right. And How many, what are you looking to go into the future? Because you told me about expanding earlier. So what are you looking into and as far as expanding your business?
Well, here, if you go look on my website, really all you'll see is Red Hawk Computer Company. And that's because I'm getting ready to do a name change. I'm going to go to Red Hawk Computer Services. And basically, I'm going to drop the whole building computer aspect, which is what we started out with. And I'm going to be doing a little bit more of remote management. I'm going to step it up on remote management. I'm really going to be helping people with technical support and stuff like that. Looking in the future to start hiring employees and getting around to that, so it won't be so much on me. Well, I figure once you start hiring employees, as long as you keep up with them and like payments and stuff like that, then you'll take a whole load off your back.
Right. There's also a lot of paperwork to go along with as we all know sitting right here. So who have you met during this whole journey? Because I know since being a regular student up until now where you're a CEO of your own company and you're looking forward to expand and meet new people as far as people going to work for you. I mean, who have you met throughout this whole long journey?
I met the people at GBSI. They've kind of been a big influence. Really, it's been people around the school that I've met that have kind of helped me get to where I am now. Miss Nancy Hartston in the Law Academy, she's helped a lot. Miss Lucas, she doesn't teach there anymore, but she helped a tremendous amount. Miss Rohr is my supervisor, and she's helped me a lot. The guys over at Pond Plus have taught me more than I could imagine. So really, though, the people that I would meet on a daily basis and see on a daily basis are the people that's kind of been helping me out and getting me to where I need to go. Miss Powers, she's always been a motivator, and Miss Garrett and my teachers, Principal Williams, and everybody.
Right. So with those people in your mind who are pushing you to go forward and to do these great things and to be the best you can be, are there any other plans, any other ventures you're looking into?
Like I said, I'm getting ready to start changing the name and the structure of my business. I kind of want to get into doing something for the homeless. I was going home the other day and I saw a lady and her daughter standing on the side of the street, and it really bugged me. It was like, this is a big problem that we need to get rid of. This, we had the Powerball thing not too long ago, and it was like in the millions or billions or whatever. And it was like, why do we have all this money that we set aside for stuff like that when we still have people standing on the side of the road asking for help? That kind of irked me. So I'm looking into getting into like a homeless shelter type ordeal. And then I also want to do small time private security type stuff. So,
man, you got ambitions, man. I like it. I like it. I got a question. And I know this is really probably biased, but is there any way that you would have been able to accomplish any of this stuff at the speed you did without YEA?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to know, only because I haven't gone through the program, obviously, because I'm way too old, but but I want to know how going through that program, I mean, what are the specific parts that really sort of set you from that turtle pace into like all of a sudden, here we are, we're coming out of the gate swinging?
Well, really it was, I had the idea of starting a business like before I started the program, and it was kind of like, oh, I don't have the money to start it, or I don't have the time to start it, or I don't even know where to begin. So when they walked you through the process and then they finally got to the day where they said, hey, here's your business license, just fill out this paperwork, filled it out, and it was over.
Like, you're like, oh, this all got real quick, isn't it?
So that kind of pushed me into it. And after that, don't give up.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the thing that got me to keep going.
And do you still have access to those resources? I mean, you've got some instructors and stuff that you can call up when you hit a snag.
I do. I always call him Mr. Mel, but Mel, he works at GBSI. I can call him up at any time or email him, and he'll be right there. And I know the people, everybody else at GBSI, they'd be willing to help. My teachers and everybody that I've met along the way have always told me, if you ever need anything, just give me a call or a text. And
and here it goes, huh? What do your parents think?
Oh, they're excited and impressed, and they don't really know what to say.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean, it's not every day 16, 17 year old kid comes and says, "Oh, by the way, I just started my own company." Yeah. You know. Yeah. So, well, cool, man. Congratulations. I'm turning it back over to you, Thomas. But
all right. Lastly, I'd like to ask, where can people reach you in case they have any, you know, technical support problems and things of that nature?
They can reach me at my cell phone. Really, it's my business phone, but it's 850-332-8980. Again, that's 850-332-8980. And usually I'll pick up if it's after 3:10 because we still have school and everything like that. Hopefully I'll graduate this year. I better graduate this year. but other than that, my email is dezmondbm@gmail.com.
Well, great. We're going to leave your mic open for open discussion. And now we're going to move over to Hilton Davis, who is currently in the YEA program, as I stated earlier. And he's going to be the sole proprietor of HD Visuals and is also the marketing director of his own of a clothing company. And so please welcome me in joining Hilton Davis. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So tell us, give us an idea of what is HD Visuals.
Well, HD Visuals is a company that I wanted to start. It's basically just a video or a special events kind of videography business. I got the idea when I first went on a mission trip to Ecuador when I was a kid, and I wanted a way that I could connect people to the people down in Ecuador. And I had never really felt that with a video before, so that's kind of why I decided to start doing it myself. So,
yeah. So what? You just told me how you gave you your idea, because that's great. That's a great way to start a business, is looking, you know, above and beyond and looking outside of a regular box, you know, sitting in a room thinking, you know, what could I do to make money? And you're thinking about how to connect people through video and possibly, you know, social media and things of that nature. And so what is the goal of your company?
Well, really the goal is to connect people. That's really all I want to do. It's like in a wedding or a birthday party or something like that. I tell people, or I ask people, what was the most, you know, memorable part of your life? And for people who are married, it's either, you know, them getting married or having their kids or something like that. And so if I can bring people back to that moment where they got married or where they had like the happiest time of their life, that's all I want to do. And I'm hoping that I can do that through videos. So
right. And so tell us how that's different from a normal picture you look at and just say, oh, I remember this, or, you know, a snapshot of a document or things of that nature. So tell us how that's different from other businesses, you know, that just, you know, give you a picture and say, here you go.
Right. Well, like I said earlier, I'd never really experienced a video that I felt like I was connected to. Mm-hmm. So for myself, the next time I went to Ecuador, I picked out a lot of the little things that I remembered and that were like special moments to me, and tried to include those into all the videos so people could really see what it was like actually going to places like that. You know, so for like a wedding, it would be talking about, you know, how did you meet the person, or what's the story behind you guys, or like how did you, all kinds of stuff like that. That's going to bring back those moments, you know?
Right. And this is currently being developed through the YEA program, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So give us a feel of what you're going through within the process of being in the YEA program.
It's an amazing program. I've wanted to start this business before. And you know, just, this was just kind of an opportunity for me to like actually do it, which is really exciting. But right now, my business plan is really what I'm working on. And like deadlines and stuff like that are super important. So trying to keep up with all that stuff is definitely, definitely important. So
right. And going back to time, if you ain't got the time, yeah, you simply can't do it.
Definitely.
And so what are you doing now in order to improve your business, which is not really a business, but yet it's still a business that you're trying to become an official business?
Well, are you talking about the future of HD Visuals? Well, my mentor actually kind of brought this upon me. Right now, in August of this year, there's going to be a new video type system. It's called Video 360, which is actually kind of a virtual reality type video, like camera. And so what we want to do is begin recording and editing in Video 360, which will literally give you the chance to sit down and put on a pair of glasses and act like you're at the exact place and time that you were back then. And after experiencing a video like this, you can't explain it. So that's really what I'm looking forward to in the future.
That sounds awesome, man. What do you plan on investing in the future? You know, going forward from being a startup to trying to expand.
Well, for me, for my business, equipment is really, really not interesting, but it's very important. So a lot of my investment is going to be going to that. But also I really want to start investing into, you know, social groups and like churches and stuff like that, to go on other mission trips and experience more things right. like that. Because I feel like for me, it's really important to almost kind of kick yourself out of a usual place and just throw yourself into somewhere else, which was like Ecuador for me. So I feel like that was also a big part of why I wanted to connect people to places like that.
Right. And you're also marketing to private customers and things right. of that nature. So right. how do you plan to do things differently? Like are you going to sit down with them, you know, right. because there's different aspects.
Right. Well, that's one thing that I want to do with my business is I feel like whenever people have a wedding video made, you know, it's just like two people getting married and that's pretty much it. I want to sit down with the person and talk to them and figure out their whole life story almost and make it especially for them. So it's special, because no one wants a generic video about themselves. So that's one way I want to target people around this area is just so they have the opportunity to sit down and actually, you know, learn about me and so I can learn about them. So.
Right. And do they go through a whole entire process where it's from day one after, you know, their special day, are you going to sit down with them and do, everything from simply like the colors to the music and things of that nature?
Well, it really kind of depends, depending on like how much time or whatever. But it's really good, sitting down with like the wedding planner. So we have kind of a really good idea of when we can kind of lay everything out. So that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out at this point in time. Doing my first videos here and there, just trying to figure out the whole process and figure out what works best, you know?
And I'm looking right here and you're saying the marketing director of the clothing company.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about that as well.
Well, Exquisite, they brought me on in, I think, August of last year. And that's a clothing company that wants to give back to the community. That's their biggest plan. For most of our shirts and most of our apparel, a percentage of the profit goes back into the community, whether it be, you know, like a small business like this, or it'd be like an organization that needs help or something like that. That's what we want to do is give back to people here in right. Pensacola.
And so how is it managing between two companies? Because we already talked about managing between school and a business or a school that is incorporated with the business. And so how is it, right. you know, time?
Time is actually a really big deal with school. And,
or lack of
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, exactly. you know, my weekends really don't consist of anything but business now, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, sometimes I just don't want to do all that. But it's difficult. Most of the time, actually, I leave from meeting to meeting, from like YEA over to our kind of office at Exquisite to have a business meeting there. So it really, it's difficult keeping everything, you know, planned and scheduled and stuff like that. But you know, I would much rather be doing this than just go home every day and like sit on my couch. You know, I'd rather be right. doing stuff. So,
and who's been keeping you motivated? Because I know when you come home, you're
right,
you're dead tired.
Yeah. Well,
the alarm clock, yeah, the school bus is like, I still got to do this first, right?
Well, I think my parents own their own business, and with them, or with my dad at least, he kind of gets up and does the same thing every day. You know, and with me, that's not really what I want to do. I want to go and do something different and experience new things all the time. And I feel like doing things now where I have less time to, you know, hang out with friends or go do whatever and invest in something in the future, I'm going to have the opportunity to do that. So that's really what keeps me going and keeps me driving for stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
So and this, I guess, is a little different aspect too with your parents. Did both of them own their own business? Is it two businesses or
it's,
one?
It's
or
just one business.
Just one yeah. business. Mm-hmm. So, I got a feeling that your dad's going to say he doesn't get up and do the same thing every day, but you never
right.
know.
Right.
But what do they, I mean, what do they think about this? Did they push you out the door and say, yeah, go get it?
Well, actually my dad was kind of the one who was like, hey, if you want to do this, do it. You
yeah.
know? Cause I think he kind of saw that I was definitely interested in starting my own business. So he was kind of the one who brought me on to the whole YEA
sure.
Program, which I'm thankful for now.
Yeah.
So they really like what I'm doing. They just sometimes wish I had a little more time to be at home and kind of do, you know, yeah. hang out with the family or whatever, which is totally understandable, but you know, I'm trying to invest in my future right now. So, I mean,
yeah.
Right. So right. does it bother you at all that you're trying to, you know, move ahead with your life? Because, you know, as kids, we're supposed to be kids, you know,
and not grow up oh, too
right,
fast.
Right. Right. Yeah. We're supposed to be the ones, you know, goof off, you know, to break a plate by accident, you know, oh, yeah. things like that. But to prepare yourself for you know, the real world, you know, mm-hmm. how does that affect you with, you know, your social life really? Because, you know, you have to cut some people off who may hate on what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. And so, well, honestly, you're always going to have haters. It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Always
right.
going to
have
right. haters.
Yeah. If everybody likes you, you're not doing
yeah,
it right.
I mean,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I know I'm going to have people that don't like what I'm doing, and maybe that's just because they don't have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, which I understand. But, you know, for me, it's just I've realized that this is a really small portion of your life. And anything I can do now that's going to help me in the future, I want to do.
Yeah.
Just because I would rather take the time now and do it than wait and be like, oh, I should have done that then. Or, you know, I should have invested more in this than I did in this. You know, so.
So how long do you have left in the program? How long do you guys are done this year? A couple more months?
I think we have 2 months, or our investor panel's in March.
Yeah.
March. In March. So, yeah, we're coming near the end. So I think this week or next week, we have to have our full business plan done, and then start working on our presentations and stuff like that. So it's coming along quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, the deadlines come up quick, man. I'll tell you, yeah. They really do.
I could have sworn yesterday was, you know,
oh, yeah.
in December.
It's
you know?
Insane. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's weird because I was working on my business plan kind of before we got our mentors, but they were like, the fourth time the mentors come, you better have it done. And I was like, oh, yeah. okay. Yeah. So, you know,
yeah,
it's
like,
important.
What do you do now? You
yeah.
know, you're sitting there. Because I remember when I was in the program, you know, by the time that we were on lesson six, I already had, you know, my brochures done, my business cards done. I was mm-hmm. halfway done with my business plan. I was almost done with my presentation. So he's like, what do you do now? So how do you do that, you know, in class? You know, when you sit there for an extra hour, you're like, oh, what did I do now?
Because you're well. In your case, you should have been making some cupcakes because it was time to start selling some product, man.
Well, I know when I was in the program, like we were doing the business plan, and everybody was like, well, "How do we do this?" And it took everybody like forever to get it done.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is a huge process. Let me tell you, that struggle does not just happen for you, young entrepreneurs. There are full-on businesses that still have a very hard time, even with a team of people, writing an effective business plan. Man, so you guys had got a head start because I didn't write my first business plan until I was 20 something, and I'm sure that I've got 30 more questions more than what you guys had. I promise.
It's not easy, man. It really isn't. But
what do you think has been y'all's biggest challenge so far, other than time, which I think we've established, but within yeah, within the program, true. What do you think, what's the biggest like blind side that came out of nowhere? Like, oh man, I didn't even realize I had to think about that stuff as a business.
This is kind of difficult.
Because you had so many, right? I would think.
Yeah. Honestly, a lot of it just comes out of nowhere. You know, you feel like you're prepared for whatever comes out your way. And then,
you're going to conquer the world, right?
Yeah,
nobody ever told you
everything.
Otherwise.
You do everything. But yeah, no, like you said, time is really, and deadlines. Deadlines are.
Well, homework, you can at least say the dog ate it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one's your, it's a whole different way of looking at things, isn't it?
Yeah. It's.
You know, you can hear mom and dad right now saying, welcome to the real world.
Yep.
I think that's going to be Thomas's tagline. Yeah.
You put yourself in this own situation.
That's
what, what else could you do?
I feel like that's partially why my dad wanted me to do it. He was like, you think you got it good.
That's
go
right.
Do this. Like,
yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
You know, so. And with a business, you know, starting it and going through it, it teaches you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it teaches you what happens when people say no, because I remember I got told no the first time.
Yeah.
Man.
That's how. Well, you're right though.
It's,
I mean,
it's
people,
awful.
You have to learn how to deal with rejection because you're gonna get it. But
the first time it was like, oh,
this is bites.
I feel like it's hard because you like invest so much time and like you
yeah,
work
your
really
in
hard
it, man.
On it.
This
you know
is,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like you go up there and it's just like no, it's like oh, it
that's
yeah,
yeah. You know what? That's when you say that's all right. I got five more guys over here that are interested.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, it's okay that you don't like it right now
because you feel like you've established enough to where you could present your idea to where everybody in the world may like your idea, and then one person comes along and says,
"No,
it's not cutting." And you're like, "Wait, excuse me." No.
But you know what though? I think you guys hit on a good point. You need those people. You need some, and even this may sound very cold, but you really want it a lot of times to not only have those outside influences that the people you don't know that say, no, this isn't going to work for me or I don't like it or, but you also want somebody close to you.
Yeah.
You want, and you know, for lack of better terms, but you want your mom or your dad or your girlfriend or your aunt or somebody to be real honest and tell you, because you need to learn how to deal with that coming from somebody you know, because you're gonna, in the business world, I promise you're gonna do business with people you know. Mm-hmm. And you also want to know that those that are just as much supporting you are also capable of being honest with you and not just saying, oh, yeah, it's great. It's great because of who they are in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so if Dad says, hey, look, this is just not cool, then you respect that and go with it and ask why and learn from those mistakes and move on.
And for me, my mentor has been really like that kind of person. Like I work with him a lot and I count on him to tell me honestly what he thinks, you know, because like you said, you always need somebody like that who's going to tell you straight up and honest.
Yeah.
Instead of people that are like,
just giving you fluff.
Friends, right. Just saying like, it's good because you're doing something. Yeah. They're not, you know. So I feel like that's super important.
Yeah, because the other day I made cupcakes for a meeting. I went to the meeting. They're like, you know, we need to support these kids. You know, this is our future generation, so on and so forth, this, that, and the third. Yet when I'm out, you know, as my mom calls it, it's politicking.
Kissing babies and stealing candy.
Out here trying to, you know, do business with people.
Make a living.
And somebody else comes along and he says right in front of my face, he's like, what do you do for the people who are health conscious? At first I was confused, so I asked him politely, can you please restate your question? He's like, what do you do for the people who are health conscious? You know, people who have diabetes or people, you know,
gluten or any other allergies or stuff like that.
And I said to him, I don't cater to that type of people. It may sound, you know, rude, but it's like, you don't have a girl's clothing line catering to the rest of the world, you know,
right.
Like, you know, you don't have a high heel shoe for men. You know, so it's like,
I mean, well, honestly,
that could be the next Shark Tank. I can hear it now.
I mean, if you're that health conscious, why are you looking at cupcakes? That's like,
and you know, he was like, well, you need to make something for everybody else. You know, what if somebody came to you and offered you $1 million and you told him what your market was? I would tell him my market was possibly young kids or anybody who enjoys a cupcake. Because your market cannot be the whole world.
Yeah.
It's simply impossible. So
you hit on a couple of things, though. You're right. You have to choose that clientele, and then you have to be okay with it's not, especially in your case, it's not one size fits all. You know what I mean? You're not a company that needs to cater to every demographic. You're able to say that. But on the other hand, there are some companies out there that need to, and there are people that are forming these groups that really need to say, oh, what do I do about this demographic? What do I do about this demographic? Do we have the ability to, you know, to serve this in this environment or with these kinds of other business co-creator kind of things?
Right.
And so you hit it. I mean, it's the double-edged sword, no matter how it comes in as a compliment or as a discredit or as a, you know, a constructive theory or whatever.
Because when you're doing things like that, you know, when you're sitting down, you're thinking to yourself, you know, how do I market my product? Like, how do I market my cupcake?
Yeah.
How do I market my technical support company, or how do I market my clothing, or how do I market my videos?
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at it and you say, oh, if I do it this way, it's going to turn out to be a negative this way.
Yeah.
So you're always going to take that consequence. It's a matter of, do you want to take the risk or not?
Yeah. You know? Well, and how do you market yourself? Cause I mean, let's face it, you gentlemen are marketing yourself right now. I mean, yes, you have companies, but you know, I've got a 16, 17 year old kid coming to my door telling me he's got stuff in a company sale. Well, guess what? Right. You better have it together. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I can understand that you guys getting that look like that. No way. You know, no way. But then after talk, like Thomas, when you and I met, I was like, there's no way, you know? And of course Stone told me how this was going. And I did some research on you stuff. But then as we started talking, I was like, yeah, dude, Thomas has it together. a lot more than some of the other people I've done business with, you know? But you guys are selling and marketing yourselves.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's like the biggest aspect of your business. Your food could be disgusting, to be honest. Like, it could be the worst thing you know in history. But the customer service is people will come back and invest in your business because not only because of your food, but because of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. You don't want people to buy your product because it's a product. Because if you want to do that, you can go to people who have multi-million-dollar businesses. You can go down the street and go to Oh Snap, or you can go to Gigi's Cupcakes. Matter of fact, you can go to somewhere in New York and get yours done, you know, privately in front of your own private baker.
Yeah.
But in order for somebody to come to you and say, I don't come to you just because for your product. Yes, you have a good product.
Right.
But it's because of yourself.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. And like I told the guy, I was like, you know, I'm not sitting here catering to everybody in the world. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm catering to people who I think love my product, who think I know will take my product to the next level. So I'm okay with your comment. I didn't look you know, all in despair, because the biggest thing that your biggest downfall will be when somebody tells you no, you just automatically break down.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stand up and prove them wrong. And so that's what you have to do in business is when somebody tells you no, you prove them wrong.
Yeah. Or at least be open for discussion.
Right. Yeah.
And I feel like for me, the people that do say no or that, you know, that reject whatever, I feel like that's also a driving force for me.
Yeah.
To, you know what I mean? Cause like if that person says no, that just makes me want to go to the next person and make them say yes even more. You know what I mean? So I feel like people like that every once in a while can definitely, you know, help your business or help yourself.
Well, do you think any of those moments, and they don't even have to be rejection, but just in your progress, like with you, Desmond, I mean, do those things help you really sort of redefine what your company was or change sort of where you were to where you're going?
It's kind of like I've only had like positive feedback, but like I've had friends and they're actually like really close friends to me, but they'd play around and they weren't serious. They'd be like, oh, you can't do that. Or, oh, you don't worry about doing that. But they'd just be playing, but I'd take it seriously. And unbeknownst to them, I'd take it seriously. And I'd be like, oh, well, I'll show you. I can do this better than you. Watch me and go and get it done.
Right.
There's times where my mom doesn't like it, but there's times when I don't go to sleep till like 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm up working on stuff, either whether it's school because I put it off so long and I had to do other stuff, or whether it's business because I want to get something done before the next day. Right. Yeah. I just get it done. I'm just that type of person.
Yeah, because it's things like that. Because when my friends ask me, you know, what do you do outside of school? You know, at first you're like, you're kind of hesitant. You're like, I don't want to, especially for me in my case.
Yeah.
It's different when you're saying, oh, I do videos. Oh, yeah, cool. Or I do technical support. Man, that's awesome. But when you're saying that I do desserts, people look at you really funny. It's like,
You're talking to a previous chef, man. So yeah. I'm biased on this one. I don't look at you funny at all. Yeah, but I'm like, cool. I want one. Make it happen.
Exactly. But, you know, people who are not open-minded and they're so, you know, they got this big grasp, you know, in between their fists because there's no space in between them for discussion. You know, they're like, is that what you do? Like,
yeah.
Is that honestly what you do? It's not.
And like I said earlier too, I mean, you guys are throwing them a curveball. This is a new program with, you know, especially here in towns. This is what, the second year of it, third year.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, watching you young guys come up here and say, hey, not only am I making cupcakes, but I've got my own business or I've got two businesses.
Right.
I could see how that'd throw people for a loop.
Right. And then especially when you're telling a person that you're involved in one more thing regarding business, like I'm involved with the radio show. I'm involved in my own business. You know, I want to help other businessmen and women become, you know, like I said before, where I'm at today. That way it becomes strong because you need that strong bond in the business world because there are going to be people who don't want to be a part of it at all because they think it's outrageous. They think it's absurd. They don't want it. They don't want it to see it become to fruition. You know, they want it to stay where it's at. And that's on a 2D plane, but you know,
yeah, I gotcha.
You know, some people actually want to see it become reality. You know, those people you need to hang around with and the people you need to support.
That's it, man. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Exactly.
Cool. For sure. Well, you guys, what else you guys got? You got about 5-6 more minutes here, man. If you got anything you guys think we haven't covered or any, you guys got websites for your businesses?
Yeah.
Let's send some people to them.
Mine is www.redhawkcomputers.com. That's redhawkcomputers.com. There we go.
It's different when you're spelling it than when you're typing it in it.
But it's right now all you're going to see is Red Hawk Computer Services or Red Hawk Computer Company. That's because we're in the process of changing the name and changing the structure and everything like that. But like I said, my cell phone and my email, you can always reach me there and I'll always still be providing the support and everything.
Okay. And we're going to have your links when we put all that stuff on up here on our website as well. We'll have links and phone numbers and contact and stuff.
Right now my website is not up. But mainly for me is my social media or my cell phone. All my social media is pretty much my name, like my YouTube and my Facebook. It's just Hilton Davis, but it's HYLTON. Davis. So that's a little interesting. So
also
that,
and separates
then,
you from the herd.
So there's that. And then my cell phone, which is 850-377-0582.
Okay.
Right. And most people already know where I'm at, whether it's here.
Yes. All right, man. Tell them again. You got to saturate the market, baby.
Yeah.
Tell them again.
You can always find me on Facebook at You're Just Desserts by Thomas. And again, that's You're Just Desserts by Thomas. And you can also find me on Instagram with the same name. I have to update that, actually. I haven't used it in a while. You know, managing more than one thing.
I hear you, man. And it's that time thing again.
Right. And we'll come up with a Twitter soon, actually. So watch out for that.
Cool. Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and give this awesome shameless plug. So for those that have not heard about it yet or have been interested in what you guys have heard today and really maybe want to give back to the community and really help support these young guys, make some big differences in our community and in the world, we have started an Indiegogo fund called Pensacola Business Radio Young Entrepreneurs. And we are raising money for these guys to continue on with the radio show, to allow them to have some money to give back into the program and to invest in some future young entrepreneurs. Our links are located on our Facebook page at Pensacola BRX, at our Twitter page at Pecola Radio X, or you can find them on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. We have 17 days left. We are asking for a goal of $2,500. We have raised $1,835 so far. So we are like so close, man. I mean, that's so close. So close. So we want to thank, we had IT Gulf Coast, man. They gave us a really nice, good, solid donation. We've had a lot of other, people that have just given some good ones. I had Annie Dyke dropped in $25. I threw some in. Thomas threw some in this morning. I saw he's like, we're going for it. We're going for it. So, if anybody out there is listening to this and you haven't donated yet, cause maybe you're waiting towards the end, please don't. We need to reach our mark as soon as possible so that we can keep the campaign as an on demand campaign, which means we can keep it forever and just let it go and continue to use it to fund this kind of stuff and really get some strong support behind young entrepreneurs.
Right. So. And again, this is not for anybody who is, you know, business woman or businessman. This is for business, you know, young adults.
Yeah.
You know, this is not for the generation
now. Do it for the kids, man. Yes. Do it for the kids.
The point I'm trying to make is that it's not about the generation now, it's the generations to come.
Yeah. So again, you guys, this is on Indiegogo.com, Indiegogo.com, and you can just search for Pensacola Business Radio or Young Entrepreneurs, and it will pop up either way. So, man, we're almost there. Couple hundred more bucks.
Yeah.
By couple, I mean seven. But that's all right. That's close. It's better than 2,500. Right. So, man, please get back to us and let's support these guys and make some things happen for them.
All right. You got anything? Close this out?
I'm good if you are, man.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you good?
I got to say one more thing.
Yeah, go for it. See, this always happens. Somebody remembers something.
I was thinking about, you said one of the things, another hard thing that you had to overcome, and it was like, when you get into that business world, they were telling us at YA, you got to always act like you're in business.
That's it.
I mean, obviously there's times where you take vacations and stuff like that, but having to make that transition and I'm a business person now, I got to be this way all the time. I've even changed the way I dress. I wear my dog tag still because this is kind of like a veteran type thing. But other than that, you will never see me ever without a college shirt on.
Yeah.
Ever.
Really?
That so, is true.
Good
so
for
far.
You, man.
So like if you ask anybody at PHS, they have never seen me in shorts and they have never seen me in a non-college shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like first impressions are like the biggest. I mean, you only get one of them, right?
Right.
So I mean.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing for me when you guys say that kind of stuff is that you're taking this seriously, you know, and not only are you taking it seriously just through your words and your actions, but then you guys are producing results, you know what I mean? And the program's producing results, which is exactly what they wanted to do when it started. So congratulations to all you guys for one, taking the responsibility to do this because it's a lot on top of everything a teenager already has to deal with, boy or girl, you know, and then really turn it around and, you know, joining Thomas here on the radio show and giving back to it and, you know, setting the stage for the future. Yeah. So, all right, we're good, man. I'm going to take us out of here. What do you think?
Yeah. Anybody else got anything to say? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
That's so, fine. And I'll come out of the professional just a little bit. Love you, mom. Love you, dad.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'd also like to thank Ms. Powers, who is currently watching, and thank you for her support through, you know, supporting me and doing the radio show, because I know she's kind of watching and sharing, spreading the word about the radio show.
And for everybody at the board at YEA, and I know Terry Ramos has got a huge hand in it, so we want to thank all of you for helping us make this happen. So. Okay, guys, this has been Pensacola Business Radio and Young Entrepreneur Academy with your host, Mr. Thomas Booker. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And it's been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.